And now, the life of Mary Southern. We'd like to tell you a little of what has happened so that you, who are new friends of Mary Southern, may enjoy this important chapter. Today, Phyllis, Max's sister, is to receive her final examination by Dr. DeRoy, a famous specialist. Mary persuaded this great doctor to come to the little town of Sanders, and she is earnestly praying that he will be able to help the invalid girl to walk again. While preparations for the examination have been taking place, other things have been happening. Cheney, a gambler who was wanted by the law, but who was instrumental in securing the great doctor for Phyllis, has paid two mysterious visits to Sanders. On his last visit, he told Mary he wanted to go straight. He would like to give himself up. Naturally, Mary is in sympathy with the man, but if he returns to jail, Max must stand trial with him, as Max was innocently involved in the gambling ring. Cheney decided to remain a fugitive rather than ruin everything for Mary and Max at this time. In the meantime, however, Henrietta Proust, wife of a business enemy of Max's, saw Cheney leave Daddy Stratford's hotel, and she lost no time in making sure he was the wanted gambler. What she will do remains to be seen. We open today's story in the little white Stratford bungalow. Mary is with Phyllis as they wait for Dr. DeRoy. She is arranging some flowers as we listen.
Look, Phyllis, aren't they lovely? Mr. Barton must have bought every flower in Mr. Colangelo's flower shop.
Mr. Barton's such a grand person, Mary. Mm-hmm. Don't you think I ought to phone and thank him right away?
Well, I don't believe you could reach him here. He and Max are at the factory. Rather there by that nice big hole in the ground where the factory's going to be.
I thought they were pouring the foundation last week.
Well, they tried to, but the machinery broke down, so they're starting today.
Oh, I guess that means Max will be busy all day.
Well, not too busy to come out and see you later on, dear. Dr. DeRoy thought it better to have as few people as possible in the hospital exams.
I suppose he knows best. Mary, I think I'm just a little shaky.
Why, darling, just think how we've hoped and prayed for the day. The past couple of weeks we thought of hardly anything.
I know, but... Mary, when you finish fixing those flowers, will you come over here and sit down? I want to talk to you.
Be through in a jiffy, dear. There. Don't those yellow mums look simply gorgeous in that blue vase? Like big gobs of sunshine.
They brighten up the whole room. Oh, Danny will be crazy about them, too.
There. Now that my chores are finished, we can talk. Want anything for us to down to?
Uh-uh. Just be near me so I can say what I want to.
How's this?
That's fine.
Now your hands are cold, dear. Well, let me rub them.
Mary, I'm afraid I'm going to act like a baby.
I think it might be a good thing if you did, dear. Keeping things pent up inside us isn't good. We can let them come out, it's such a relief.
No, isn't that exactly? I don't want to cry or carry on. I want to make some plans, just in case.
Before you do, Phyllis, will you listen to something I have to say first?
Yes.
Regardless of what Dr. DeRoy's opinion may be after the examination, you mustn't forget that he's a human being. So, he can make a mistake. No matter what he says, you should keep on believing and have faith. It's the only way for it.
All right, Mary, I'll try. I'll try not to let anything discourage me.
Good. Now, what do you want to tell me, dear?
Oh, there isn't very much. I was going to ask you to help my Danny if anything happened to me. To see that my babies weren't brought up in an orphanage. Well, I can't talk about those things the way I intended. Because I feel differently now.
You won't need anyone else to look after your family, darling. You will be able to do it.
That's it. I feel ever so much better. Will you phone Danny? I thought I didn't want him here when Dr. DeRoy came. But now I do.
He's at the hotel, isn't he?
Yeah. Tell him to hurry over.
You come on wings. Hello? Operator, will you get me Maine 8286?
Answer that, will you, Danny?
Okay, Daddy. Hello?
Oh, hello, Mary. How's Phyllis? Doctor come yet? Well, he should be soon. What? She does? Oh, boy, I'll be right over. And kiss her for me, will you? No, never mind. Let her wait till I get there. Well, goodbye.
What's up, Danny boy? Did Dr. DeRoy get there?
Not yet, but Phyllis wants me with her. You know how women are. They want their men around. She had Mary call.
Yeah, that's good. Now, you go right over and be with her, Danny boy.
I wish you could come along, Daddy.
Yeah, maybe I'll pop in later. No sense in too many of us being underfoot while the doctor's here. Just getting away.
Oh, I know. We'd be helpful, Pop.
You better let Dr. DeRoy do all the helping. Now, you just stick around where Phyllis can have you if she needs you.
Okie doke. Anything I can do before I go?
Well, if you meet Max on your way home, you might ask him to stop in here.
Well, I'll probably see him when I pass the factory site. You want him right away?
Yeah. Maybe you better tell him it's important.
Anything wrong, Daddy?
I don't know, son. Maybe Max will be able to find out.
Well, can't you tell me what it's all about?
It's no use worrying you, Danny. You forget it.
Now, listen here. I'm a man, and if something's going on in this family, I should be in on it.
Well, I ain't sure what is happening, son. Well, that Henrietta Proust has been prowling around looking for trouble, and I think maybe she's run into some.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Hmm.
Damn little busybody. I think she saw Cheney coming out of here the other day.
That's all we need. If that old snoop knows that Cheney's been coming to town to see Mary and Max, we're sunk.
Well, then we're sunk. Because she was in Torrance's jail yesterday looking at the rogues gallery.
Well, what was the idea?
Oh, I guess she wanted to be sure how Cheney looked. Torrance said she pounced on his picture like she'd found a $100 bill.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, that ain't all. She paid me a visit, too.
Say, where was I while all this was going on?
Probably thinking up new names to call Phyllis.
No.
But it's just as well you went here. You might have got into an argument. And it ain't polite to argue with a woman.
I guess she did a lot of talking through her nose. Really now, Mr. Stratford, give me a thing.
Yeah, she's got me kind of hit up, too. She came in saying how she was head of the civic betterment, something or other, and she wanted to look around.
Did you let her?
Sure, I told her to go ahead, and then she started making cracks and said the place was laid out nice and private and it'd make a good hiding place.
She saw Cheney, all right. That crack proves it.
Sounds that way. It's got me worried, too. She could get me into a heap of trouble if she found some way to make the police believe I'd been hiding Cheney here.
Yeah. Yeah, she could have that. That comes under the heading of obstructing justice.
Yeah, I wonder if they could take my license away and make me close up.
Gee. You can't tell what they'd do. Why, we might all go to jail for harboring a criminal.
But she's got to prove it first.
But you couldn't say he hadn't been here. He was here.
Well, I didn't see him.
No, but Mary did. He might arrest her.
Well, now, Danny, don't go piling things up now. You keep this under your hat, and we'll do what we have to when the time comes. Maybe nothing will come of it.
Okay, but don't keep me in the dark. I got a brain, too, remember.
Well, thanks for reminding me, Danny boy. I almost forgot.
Huh?
You better trot along, Danny, and give Phyllis my love and tell her everything's going to be fine.
Well, I will, Daddy. So long.
What time is it now, Mary?
A little after 10. Dr. DeRoy will be here any minute now. Oh, there's my Danny.
Hi, little cherry blossom.
Doctor here, Mary?
No, not yet, Danny.
We're counting the seconds until that doorbell rings.
Well, now, don't you start getting nervous. Why, that doorbell is going to be like the overture to a swell new show.
Say, Danny's got something there, Phyllis.
Sure, just let the old Stratford imagination get going.
Yes.
Now, the doorbell will ring and up goes the curtain. Act one, Dr. Louis DeRoy, who will perform a little magic for the folks. Presto, bingo, bolly, bo, jingle. And the lovely lady is walking in.
Then act two, the lady sings. And she'll be so happy, she'll keep on singing.
And then we'll have act three, boy and girl together. Just as it should be. And they lived happily ever after.
Oh, what a production. It's scrumptious, Dan. Say, you know, you look like Teddy Lamar in that costume.
Mary made it for me.
Well, a new play deserves a new costume.
I only hope I don't forget the part I have to play.
Not a chance. You'll be a terrific hit.
And the show will be a success, darling. I just know it will.
Yes, Phyllis's little show is about to begin. Will Dr. DeRoy's examination be the first step in her climb back to health? We must realize that even in the event he does find hope of her being cured, it will not be accomplished overnight. But let's not think about that now. The important thing is, has she a chance?